proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series about the names of God, focusing our attention on the title Yahweh Rophe. The last word, Rophe, is derived from the Hebrew word Rapha, a word that indicated healing. The curative effect of healing could take place in a number of areas. One of the primary uses for the term Rapha referred to healing in the physical realm. In the 12th chapter of the book of Numbers, Moses petitioned God on behalf of his sister Miriam, whom God had afflicted with leprosy. He asked God to heal her of this physical affliction, and the term Rophe was used. In the 20th chapter of 2 Kings, God told Isaiah to inform King Hezekiah of Judah that he, God, had cured the king of his ailment. The author of the 103rd Psalm praised God as one who, in his words, quote, healeth all thy diseases, unquote, again using the verb Rapha. However, Rapha could also refer to emotional or spiritual healing. In Psalm 41, David asked God, quote, heal my soul, Rapha, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee, unquote. David was asking God for spiritual cleansing and spiritual restoration. God promised Jeremiah's contemporaries in the 3rd chapter of Jeremiah that if they returned to him, he would, quote, heal, Rapha, your backslidings, unquote. God used Rapha in a similar sense in the 7th chapter of the book of Hosea. He declared on that occasion, quote, when I would have healed Israel, Rapha, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. Unquote. The title Yahweh Rapha occurred in the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus, before God gave the Mosaic Law to the Jews. When the Israelites complained of thirst, he sweeted the waters of Marah for them, so the Jews could partake of them. On that occasion, God said, quote, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee, Yahweh Rophe. God told the Jewish people that if they would obey him, submit to his authority, keep his ordinances, he would keep them free from the afflictions that he put upon the Egyptians. Afflictions that were in those Jewish people's recent history, which they remember all too well. The context of that verse suggested that God healed the Israelites in a variety of ways. In the physical realm, he enabled them to slake their thirst. Without fresh water to drink, they would have died. Yet another element came into play. God alluded to the diseases which he put on the Egyptians. Many of these plagues had physical consequences, such as the water of the Nile becoming blood. First and foremost, though, God sent the plagues on the Egyptians as judgments upon their societies and upon their deities. God used this occasion to press on the Israelites his demand for them to render him their total obedience. If they did so, they would remain free of the afflictions God visited on the Egyptians. But if they turned to false deities, God would treat them as he did the Egyptians. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.